Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
One of our big stories, one of our big topics last week were those kids for Lake Forest High School that got in trouble for eating D's nuts.
Yep.
On this for a senior prank on the sign out front of the school. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a school in Maryland. It's Morganza, Choptekin High School. They have seven students that ordered 72,000 ladybugs online, went to the school, forced the doors open, and released all the ladybugs in the school. Now they're looking at charges: burglary, property destruction, and disruption of school activities.
And they're saying that three more will be charged by a criminal summons, one for ordering and then two for waiting in the car. Now, something like that compared to changing a sign, you know what I mean? It's like, the level of punishment for the sign changing, I think, was ridiculous, and I think we had a view pretty strongly about that. But you know, but something like that, I mean, 72,000 ladybugs, you know, that's going to be a pain in the butt to try to, because they're going to have to get people come in and like the pest kill people and stuff. You know what I mean? Like something like that.
And it's bad luck to kill a ladybug.
Oh, is it really?
You kill 72,000 of them. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
What, have you been killing them all this time?
No, I don't kill them.
It's bad luck to kill a ladybug, and it's illegal to kill a praying mantis. I don't know who tells on you.
That one I did know. That one I had heard before. But the you don't seem to see too many ladybugs. I don't think I've ever seen any here. But have you ever seen like the yellow ones with the black spots?
No.
Apparently, they say those ones can bite you.
Ew.
But I've never seen any of those here. You see those in Europe.
I never, and you like, you guys don't really go to school over across the seas. You stop at like 15.
16, yeah.
That's it. I'm gone with learning.
Yeah, you start at 5 and finish at 16.
And that's how you end up in radio.
That's it. Yeah. That's so
I can
true.
Push buttons.
Yeah. But I can see why they're getting into trouble for that, because it's going to, you know, it's going to cost money.
I don't know why they'd be charged
with
burglary, though. They bought the ladybugs.
Yeah. I think it's more breaking and entering, I would guess, more than burglary, I would think. But just that, you know, I can see why they're going to get themselves into a ton of trouble for that.
I don't believe anybody. I know I was not part of a senior prank when I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. I was doing co-op when I was a senior. So I went to school. I was done at like 11:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went, because then I would go to work. Like, I didn't pay me.
See, that's what, and that was my whole thing. Like, when you're going into your final year, I don't know if they still do it now, but when you was going in, like, to your final year of school, they did this thing called work experience.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of weeks before, like, the summer vacation, you'd go to, like, local businesses and stuff, and you try to get some work experience. So it'd be unpaid. So
yeah.
Probably being an intern for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But my family were a construction family, so I just... and I used to go, like, weekends and work and get some money and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went and did that. And the thing was, I did that and then worked all through the summer.
Yeah.
Went back to school, and after a few weeks, I'm like, I'm not getting any money here.
Yeah.
I was doing all right, like, you know, at the time. And so I was like, school? I'll go and earn money. Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, bye. And that was it. And it was really weird, though. And I'm not saying that that's a good lesson, but I know that, like, there were certain people who stayed. They went and did college. They went and do. And I remember being on a construction site one day, and I saw this guy on a roof, like, doing some roofing. I'm like, he looks really familiar. And he was in my year at school, and he stayed, went and did university, went and did all that stuff.
Yeah, look, we're doing the same thing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
How's that college degree treating you? Is that keeping you warm at night? Using that as a blanket?
You know, so it can work out for you, I guess.
You know,
depends what your work ethic is, I think.
Well, that's true. And as far as, you know, this is a big topic, like, do kids need college? Some kids do need college.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what you want to do, if you have absolutely no idea, college is a good way to take some time and figure it out. But, like, I did not need college for this job. I do not use, I was, especially because the first half, I went to college for 8 years for a 4-year degree. The first half is all psychology stuff.
All right, okay.
Yeah, you know, and I go home to my mom. My mom has that. I got my degree from Temple. I didn't walk, because I'm like, who cares? It took me 8 years for this. I'm in debt. Now they want me to pay to walk across the stage. Just give me my thing. And my mom's like, oh, I'll hang up. It's hanging up. My mom has
really?
It. My mom has my college degree framed and hung up, and I just look at it. I'm like, oh.
It's a constant reminder every time you go there. That's actually funny.
Yeah, you because know, I was working. I was working two jobs. I was working, I was waitressing. I was serving tables.
Yeah.
And then I was working at my community college radio station still.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what do I need this for?
See, and that's what I used to do. Like, times when I wasn't, like, because I used to play a lot of soccer when I was younger. So the times when it wasn't, like, soccer season, I'd be working.
Parents right now are hearing this as us supporting their kids not going to college. And I want all the kids to realize, get a job that is good. Get a job that has perks.
Mm-hmm.
Get a job that has good benefits.
Yep.
Get a job where the pay is good. Like, this is it for me. This is, there's no glass ceiling here.
No.
For women, there's just no, this is it. This is as good as... Radio does not get better than this. This is as high as I'm going to get.
See, and that was my thing. Is like, and I'm still like it pretty much now. I'm just money motivated. If there's money there to be earned, then I'll go and do it.
Yeah,
And that's, you know, and that's why I, you know, a nice DJ and stuff and that, because it's just nice. It's nice to have that extra bit of money, like, you know.
And so I go through periods of where I'm like, all right, just work, focus on work. This is your career.
Mm-hmm.
This is early in your career. You got to get where you want to be, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, what am I spending all this time working for? I should be going to live life.
Yep, exactly.
And then I just end up binge watching on TV. Just watch a bunch of Law and Order SVU and I start all over again.